So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis continues contrasting monetary and capital cases. Din Amamin is Grim and Bei Bayoim, Bein Leschos, Bein Lechaiva. Monetary cases may be concluded whether in exemption or liability. The same day deliberations began. However, Din Nefash is Grim and Bei Bayoim Leschos, Ubayim Shala Achrib Lechaiva. Capital cases may be concluded the same day began, only in acquittal, but not in conviction. As the Pasuk says, Meleisi Mishpat Tzedek Yolam Bava'ata Meratzchem. Initially, Bezdin would delay a conviction overnight, as Rashi explains, Shem Yimtza B'layla S'chus, to gain some more time to come up with a reason to acquit. However, the Pasuk continues, Va'ata Meratzchem, these days, this is not done, and this is tantamount to murder. Therefore, the Mishnah continues, Lafikach ain't done in Leber Erev Shabbos, Leber Erev Yom Tov. Since we delay convictions overnight, we do not begin capital cases on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. And the Gemara explains all the possible scenarios. L'dayne b'mali Shabbos, v'ligamri l'dayne b'mali Shabbos. They cannot begin deliberations on Friday and render the decision on the same day because demachazutam lochayva uboy lemeber halanas din. They might decide to convict and would have to wait another day. They cannot deliberate on Friday and then convict and execute him on Shabbos because ein ritzicha deches haShabbos. Capital punishment does not override the prohibition of killing on Shabbos. L'katli l'urta, they cannot execute him on Matzah Shabbos because neged haShemesh bina. Capital punishment must take place during the day. L'gamri l'dina b'shabbato b'likta l'b'chad b'shabbato, they cannot convict him on Shabbos and execute him on Sunday because nimtza atama'an es hadinai. It's forbidden to delay carrying out the sentence since he is needlessly distressed awaiting his punishment. We cannot begin deliberations on Friday and decide the case on Sunday, even though this is not in hadin, as Rashi explains, the chol shol mitzapel atzalah, he is still hoping for an acquittal because minshu tamayu. The judges might forget their initial reasoning. And even though Sefer Dayan and Kaisim and Divya Mazakam and Divya Machayavin, the court scribes record their deliberations, nevertheless, libe de inshi inshi. They only record the essence of their opinions, but a judge may forget his exact reasoning and be unable to reconstruct his thoughts. David the Gemara concludes, Hilkach le'efsher, there's no possible way to begin deliberations on Friday, and the same reasoning applies to Erev Yom Tov. The Gemara now begins a discussion that will eventually return to the topic of Mises Bezin Eidei HaShabbos. Carrying out capital punishment does not override the Shabbos. We know that Avoida Deicha Shabbos, the mitzvah of performing the Avoida, overrides the laws of Shabbos, as evidenced by the Tmidin and Masafin that were brought on Shabbos. Additionally, Kavuris Mes Mitzvah Deicha Avoida. We know that the mitzvah of bearing a Mes Mitzvah, an unclaimed body, takes precedence over performing the Avoida, as we learn in the following Braisa. The Pasuk regarding Nazir says, Al Nefesh Mes Layavoi, La'aviv le'imei la'achav la'chesed lo yitama. A Nazir may not defile himself even to his close relatives, such as his father, mother, brother, or sister. The Braisa discusses the need to mention all these relatives and explains, if someone was traveling to sacrifice the Karban Pesach or to circumcise his son, and a close relative died, the Pasuk rules, lo yitama, he shall not defile himself. However, we might assume that this is also applies to bearing a mis mitzvah. Therefore, the Pasuk mentions the extra term to teach us he may not bury a close relative, such as a sister, but he should bury a mis mitzvah. Thus, we see that mis mitzvah deich avoida. Therefore, the Gemara asks, we should expound the Kavol Chaimer to allow one to desecrate Shabbos in order to bury a Mes Mitzvah as follows. Uma Avoida Shadecha Shabbos, Kavuras Mes Mitzvah Decha Isa, Shabbos Shenitzchus Mnei Avoida, Eina Din Shadei Kavuras Mes Mitzvah Decha Isa. If Mes Mitzvah overrides Avoida, which is Chamer and that it overrides Shabbos, surely Mes Mitzvah should override Shabbos, which is Kal, and that it is overridden by Avoida. The Gemara answers, Ritzicha Techech. Shadecha Is Avoida, Veina Decha Is Shabbos. The laws of executing a murderer refute this Kal v'chomer, because it overrides Avoida in that we execute a murderer even if he is a Kohen who wishes to do the Avoida, as the Pasuk says, Me'im Mizbechi Tekechanu Lamos, and yet it does not override Shabbos in that we do not carry out capital punishment on Shabbos. As the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel explains, the Pasuk says, Le'savara Eish B'chom Meshveseichem, you shall not make a fire on Shabbos. Now, Shabbos, Chavis Agufi, V'chavis Aguf Nehegis Bein Ba'aretz Bein Mechutz La'aretz. Shabbos is a personal obligation, which applies to every Jew, regardless of whether he resides in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. If so, May Shabbos Tekas Rachmano Lamali. Why did the Pasuk use the term May Shvei Seichem, referring to Eretz Yisrael, regarding Shabbos? And the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel explains. One Pasuk says, Ki Yeh B'ish Chet Mishpat Mavez V'Humas. Bezin shall mete out the death penalty. Now, this Pasuk may refer to Bein Mechilel Bein B'Shabbos, both weekdays and Shabbos, And if so, the pasuk mechala mois yumas would refer to sha'ar malachus chutz mimisis bezin, all other types of work besides for capital punishment, which would be permitted on Shabbos. On the other hand, the pasuk might refer to b'chol avaloi b'Shabbos, only weekdays, but not Shabbos, because the pasuk mechala mois yumas refers to afilu mimisis bezin, all types of work, including capital punishment, which would be forbidden on Shabbos. To resolve this question, the pasuk regarding Shabbos wrote the term mois v'isecha, and another pasuk regarding capital punishment says, using the term Mosh V'Seicha. Therefore, we expound Gzeres Shabbos. Ma Mosh Shabbos Amar Lahalon Bezdin, Af Mosh Shabbos Amar Kan Bezdin. Since capital punishment involves Bezdin, the pasuk regarding Shabbos also discusses Bezdin. V'Amrachmanu Lisavara Eish B'Chol Mosh V'Seicha. As Rashi explains, Afil L'Sreifas Mises Bezdin. The pasuk forbids burning with fire even to carry out the capital punishment of Sreifa. Here we see that Mrs. Bezdin, although it overrides Avoida, it does not override Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Kvaras Mes Mitzvah Deich Avoida Ve'inu Deich HaShabbos. Bearing a Mes Mitzvah, although it overrides Avoida, it does not override Shabbos. The Gemara now discusses why Ritzicha overrides Avoida. Shabbos Nitches M'nei Avoida, Ein Ritzicha Deich HaEisa, Ein Adin Shalei Tehei Ritzicha Deich Avoida. Avoida's Tzibur, communal offerings such as the Karban Tamid, override Shabbos. But Ritzicha does not override Shabbos, as explained earlier. If so, certainly Ritzicha should not override Avoida, and we should spare a Kohen who wants to participate in the Karban Sibur. Furthermore, Yom Tov Nitches Mimnei Karban Yachad, Ein Ritzicha Deicha Eisa, according to one opinion, Nedarim V'Nedav is craven B'Yom Tov, Ein Adin Shalitei Ritzicha Deicha Avoida, a private sacrifice overrides Yom Tov, as it is permitted to bring a private sacrifice in Yom Tov. Yet Ritzicha does not override Yom Tov. If so, certainly Ritzicha should not override Avoidas Yachad. The Gemara answers that the pasuk says, Me'im Mizbechi Tekichen Olamos, and we expand, Mizbechi HaMayuchadli U'mayninu Tamid. This refers to the Karbanis brought on the Mizbech for Hashem, i.e. the Karbanis Tzibur, and yet Ritzicha overrides all Avoidas.